Here we are, last break of the day. It's been a good Monday. It's been an ignorant Monday.
Ignorant, man. Very ignorant. We yes. deliver with the ignorance, don't we? We don't disappoint with the ignorance.
No, you do not.
No, you hit do harder not. Than Mike Tyson. What a tickle.
And Carlin Jr., you guys participated in the turkey giveaway over the holiday
yes.
weekend. How did that go
oh,
for
absolutely.
You?
Oh, absolutely. That was great. Fantastic. Junior, I'll go first. Let me shout out to Birmingham,
yeah,
Hot 107.7, the whole staff, the radio station, Sly.
That's my boy,
yes,
Sly.
Yes, Sly, Sir Lawrence, the whole staff. We met some wonderful families out in Birmingham, and they just love the Steve Harvey Morning Show. So thank you for your loyalty in the Hot Ham,
right
B-Ham, Hot 107.7. And
ooh,
where'd you
go,
Junior?
Right
where
back.
Were you?
I was in Richmond,
yeah.
Virginia, man. 106.5, The Beat,
Richmond,
my man Big
hey.
Nat.
The Beat.
What's up, Mike Street?
Yeah.
We out passing out turkey. You know, it was really one down
yes.
in Richmond and in Petersburg, Virginia, man. Went down to both places. And it was absolutely outstanding. Shout out to Sheriff Crawford, because she was the one, really, that let us go, escorted us through the city to give out these turkeys, man. And she does a great job down there in
nice.
That community. Thank
That's
you, Sheriff.
Great.
We had the sirens on, everything. We ain't stopping nothing getting these turkeys.
Isn't that a cool feeling,
man?
Isn't
was,
that
right.
a great feeling, boy?
We ain't stopping nowhere.
Love.
Yeah,
that's
that
great.
Was great,
yeah.
man.
Mm-hmm.
Unc, they mm-hmm. love you down there, man. They do. Mm-hmm. Big down there, brother.
Yeah. And we love you right
Steve.
Here, right now, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
Man.
And
Thank
we miss
man.
You. Mm-hmm. All right,
well,
Steve.
Let me,
it's your turn.
Let me share something mm-hmm. with you. You know, I want to, in closing today, I want to remind people to kind of listen to this, you know, with an open mind, because you know, you're going to have a positive approach to really get this. But what I've had to learn myself is to look for blessings. Now, you know, I know it's easier said than done, so you probably say, but it really is. It really is a simple thing to do. Look for blessings. You know, and the best way to look for blessings is to realize what's in front of you that's going on that's of the positive nature. It's the realization that things are going well for you that causes you to have an appreciation, that causes you to realize the blessings. See, instead of focusing on your problems, instead of focusing on your circumstance, when you focus on your problems and your circumstances, you lose sight of exactly what is going on. And the devil is really smart, right? So what he does is he causes things to make you focus on the problem or the situation, when clearly the alternative would be to look for the blessing, to focus on the good. Because if you look at your life, you have a tremendous amount of things that's going really, really well. If you look at the fact that you are alive, that you're breathing, that you have a measure of health, that you are working, that you have the ability to look for work, that you have a car, that you have the ability to purchase a car, that you have public transportation that gets you to and fro, that you have some form of money, that you have a way that you could possibly get some money. It's all kinds of ways to look at this. But if you look at the fact that you don't have the car you really want, as opposed to the fact that you do have one, you lose sight of what is. If you focus on the fact that this ain't the house you want, instead of showing gratitude for the house that you do have, you lose sight of what is. And then when you lose sight of what is, you don't have the capacity to be grateful, because now what you do have, you're showing no gratitude for it. And because you don't show gratitude for it, God is a fair and just God. Why would he give you some more stuff to complain about? That's the key. That's the missing link to a lot of people. And I know you think, well, Steve, you're just simplifying it. It's because it's simple. The more grateful you are, the more gratitude you show to God, the more things he'll give you to be grateful for. It's a fact. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, I dare you to try it and watch what happens to you. See, it changes your outlook. once you start showing gratitude, it just changes your whole perspective. I got you want to go home. But ain't you glad that when you got busted that it didn't go the way that it really could have went? And I got you want to get out, but ain't you glad that you sometimes had to get set down because God needed to get your attention? Aren't you glad that the illness you had has cleared up? Aren't you glad that you at least surviving your illness? Aren't you glad for any of that? For any of that? Or are you just in the old woe is me mode? Because even when you're ill and you realize that you're surviving the illness, that you've lived another day through the illness, that there's the potential that tomorrow could be better, that's a blessing. See, it ain't over till it's over. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. And sometimes, man, looking for blessings is something that you can't see. Sometimes the best blessings in life are just around the corner, but you got to go around the corner, though. Y'all, start looking for blessings, and the best way to look for blessings is be grateful for the small things in your life, because it causes you to focus on what you have as opposed to what you don't have, and that unlocks the key to the next blessing. Those are my closing remarks. Hope you enjoyed your day. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm going to be on the plane. I'm going to be in the States tomorrow. Holla.